Good morning, I'm Anthony Morneau. It's 7:45. The upcoming monsoon season here in the Southwest is expected to be wetter than normal, but weather experts said Monday that an exceptionally damp season is unlikely to lift the region's annual rainfall to average levels. Weather forecasters said sparse rainfall since autumn in the southern plains has caused drought conditions to worsen, especially in the Four Corners region of New Mexico, Colorado, Utah, and Arizona. The U.S. Drought Monitor says moderate to extreme drought also persists in parts of Oklahoma and Texas. Becky Bollinger, Colorado's assistant state climatologist, says that winter snowmelt and spring rains generally replenish water supplies, but precipitation through May has been insufficient to improve the region's drought conditions. Up to 50% of annual rainfall in New Mexico occurs during the monsoon season. The attorney for a porn star suing both President Donald Trump and Trump's former personal attorney is now charging into the legal fight over the separation of undocumented immigrant families. As Fronteras reporter Matthew Casey explains, Michael Avenatti says he has five clients with children being held in Phoenix.
Attorney Michael Avenatti came to a Southwest Key immigrant child facility in West Phoenix to visit with a six-year-old boy from Honduras and to deliver a letter from his mother being held in Laredo, Texas.
We showed him the letter and we began to read it to him. He denied that it was from her. So clearly, you know, he's been through a lot.
Avenatti says the boy eventually opened up and gave him a picture he'd colored to take back to his mother. Avenatti says he now represents scores of immigrant families that have been separated. He also says government whistleblowers are starting to reach out to him.
Two of whom are with ICE, one of whom is with an outside contractor. And we're going to blow this thing wide open. We're going to let the American people decide what consequences result from what happened here. But this is an atrocity.
Avenatti declined to give details of the whistleblowers' claims. In Phoenix, I'm Matthew Casey.
The Trump administration is looking to make new rules that could shift federal funding for family planning services from healthcare providers to organizations that oppose abortion. If New Mexico healthcare clinics lose family planning support, patients could be the ones paying the price. May Ortega investigates.
La Familia Medical Center in Santa Fe offers all kinds of family planning services, things like pregnancy tests and contraception. And if a patient wants, a licensed doctor could refer them to a clinic where they could get an abortion. Under the proposed rules, that last thing, the referral to another clinic for an abortion, could cause La Familia to lose the federal support they've been receiving for years. Wendy Johnson, the center's medical director, says she's willing to let that happen.
We would become essentially ineligible for Title X because we will not refuse to give some of our patients critical legal medical information.
Title X is the federal program that gives states funding to support family planning services. New Mexico got almost $5 million in the last year, and the majority of that goes to paying staff at more than 40 state public health offices. The second largest chunk of money is used for supplies for clinics like La Familia.
It's the patients that get the benefit. They get free access to contraceptives, to reproductive health care, to treatment for sexually transmitted diseases.
There are 19 healthcare clinics in New Mexico that receive Title X support. The program is meant to help people with low incomes or who don't have insurance. If La Familia was booted out of the program, Johnson says it's the community, not the center, that would take the hit.
We could expect to see teen pregnancy rates go up, and we could actually expect the demand for abortion services also to go up because people are going to be having less access to contraceptive services.
Right now, under the current rules, to get support from Title X, you have to provide comprehensive family planning services, including information about where to get an abortion. Places that refuse to give out that information, like so-called crisis pregnancy centers, they can't get benefits from Title X. But that would change under the Trump administration's proposed new rules. Kim Ferguson leads the Hope Pregnancy Center in Los Alamos, where they counsel people to continue their pregnancies. They don't make referrals for abortions.
The goal is simply to open up, in many ways, more choices for individuals who aren't interested in abortion.
Ferguson says they get enough support from the community, so she doesn't think the center will apply. But she still thinks there are centers that should try.
Those federal funds may actually open the door for some centers to expand services in terms of support groups for teen parents or you know, material assistance for families who are in need.
Two other crisis pregnancy centers said they don't plan to apply. Maybe they can go without Title X, but Pamela Herndon says some people can't. She leads the Southwest Women's Law Center, an advocacy-focused nonprofit in Albuquerque, and she's been following the proposed changes closely.
The first thing that we began to think about is how do we protect women's reproductive services and their access to services and information.
If the new rules become a reality, she says she's going to be pretty busy, mainly because the state has so many uninsured residents who may rely on Title X.
It's going to affect us considerably more than in most other states, simply because of where we fall economically.
It's not clear when the new rules will go into effect. If they do, Herndon says low-income women all over New Mexico might have to forego their reproductive care to afford things like food or transportation. For KUNM, I'm May Ortega.